Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Would you like to retire in the next 5 years? You may not realize it, but you actually could be a lot less prepared than you think you are. And so the financial consequences of retiring before you're ready, well, they could be pretty significant. You could be forced to make unwanted sacrifices to your lifestyle in retirement, or worse yet, Ben, you could go back to work.
That doesn't sound fun.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Well, welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio with Pete Benson and John Maxson. And before we dive in, gents, how are you doing this wonderful morning?
Doing good.
Doing very well.
You're told different. You guys are doing well. I like that.
Our wives still let us stay in the same house with them and everything, so
that's good.
We're doing pretty good.
Speak for yourself.
All right, well, we've got a great show today. We're talking all about what you should do now if you're looking at retirement within the next 5 years. So many people, as we know, guys, they're taking a huge gamble when they retire, and instead of an approach that's a ready, aim, fire, sometimes it's more like a ready, fire, aim. And so what happens is they can go into retirement ill-prepared for an event that could last 20, 30, or even 40-plus years now. And that could really spell a little bit of recipe for disaster for many folks.
Yep, that's right. And so today we're going to be talking about a four-step action plan that could help you retire in the next 5 years. This is going to include things like an often overlooked strategy that could help you save a fortune in taxes with your IRA and 401k. And I think that's going to be really big going forward. Then we're going to talk about a contrarian strategy that could help you get more income from Social Security. That would never be a bad thing. Plus, how to build an income plan that could prevent you from running out of money in retirement, which still today is the number one concern of retirees. So a lot to talk about today.
Well, fellas, you guys probably heard this, but you know the saying that, you know, what people don't think about, it can come back and bite you in the old rump there. It is true. And so our first step in this four-step action plan we're talking about this morning is all about taxes, about using preventive or defensive tax planning strategies. And this kind of makes me think about these, you know, these great NFL coaches that have talked about, many of them talked about, the key to winning for several of these teams is a good defense. That sometimes a good defense is your best offense. And that's kind of very similar to what we're talking about here when we talk about preventive, defensive tax planning strategies that can save money in retirement. And for you folks listening, one of the fastest ways that you could grow your wealth right now, especially with lower taxes and a volatile stock market, is actually by reducing your taxes. And that's a pretty cool thing, Pete.
Well, it is. And listen, folks, this is really, really important that you get a hold of this. And here at Beacon, our clients would say, well, guys, you've been talking about this for a long, long time. Well, we're not going to stop talking about it because it's probably even more important now than it was 6 months ago or 2 years ago. So having a forward-looking tax strategy, a defensive, preventive tax planning strategy, so, so important. Listen to this, folks. In a survey conducted last year by the Harris Poll for the Nationwide Retirement Institute, it said 35% of Americans who were retired or expected to retire in the next 10 years said their retirement planning had not taken into consideration how taxes would affect their income. Wow, that's pretty serious right there. Had not even taken that into consideration. Our folks here have heard it ad nauseum. You know, it's like, do we have to listen to that again? Yes, you do. Because people are slow to act. They hear the information, it sounds good, but you know, this is going to take time out of my busy schedule and all that. And so there's a lot of articles out there. Right now, Kiplinger has an article, Three Very Different Problems for Today's Retirees, talking about the fact that higher taxes and withdrawals out of your 401k and how well the market has done to build that money since the big collapse of 2008. And that's a good thing. But on the other hand, what it's done is built up a debt, a tax debt that people are going to need to pull the money out, and with really no idea exactly of what their tax burden is going to be. But John, you know, through our analysis, they can find out exactly how much they owe in taxes.
Well, there's a lot in the media right now about taxes, and is there going to be tax reform coming with the Biden administration? They're talking about raising taxes on corporations and higher income earners, but here's the harsh reality. We've got almost $30 trillion in debt. I don't know if they're going to get this infrastructure deal they're talking about now or not, but what's that, another $2 trillion? Or I guess when you get to $30 trillion, it's
another
$2 trillion? But do you really think that they're going to just tax corporations and the highest income earners to pay that debt? That's ridiculous to think that that's the way they're going to pay the debt, but I'm pretty sure the government's going to pay the debt. So guess what? Taxes are here to stay. And they're probably a bigger risk to most people's retirement than what they realize. And here's kind of like that old saying, the proof is in the pudding. You take Social Security. The Social Security Trust Fund is expected to run into issues about 15 years from now. And the tax cuts and the Jobs Act will require within a few years some additional changes, more than likely. Now, I said that to somebody recently, and I would encourage you to look at this. They said, no, that's just not true. I said, okay, so for anyone that can hear my voice, here's a very simple exercise. Go to socialsecurity.gov and pull off your personal Social Security statement. And about the third or fourth page of your personal Social Security report, there will be a line that this is not verbatim, but it will say that if there are not changes made to Social Security, they could only pay about 80 cents in the dollar by 2034, 2035. I told somebody who came in our office the other day that, and they didn't believe me. They went and pulled their Social Security statement and came back to the office, and guess what they found? Even the Social Security Administration on their own letterhead, your personal report, acknowledges that there is a major issue with funding. And so the higher that debt goes, the higher the debt service is, interest on our debt. And that comes out of tax receipts. Well, tax receipts also fund, in addition to payroll and stuff, things like Social Security, defense, Medicare. So the bottom line is, folks, there are changes coming probably for everyone. So tax planning, forward-looking tax planning, is just vital that you do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So gut check for me, you know, as I've been listening to this, you know, you hit 40s and all of a sudden you start looking, hey, retirement's not too far off. You know, so gut check for me, especially if I were closer to retirement, is to take advantage of these today's low tax rates by using a Roth. Either that's a Roth IRA, a Roth 401k, or looking into Roth conversions. There are things you can do today. To your point, Pete, there's action steps you can take today.
There's things like cash value life insurance, there's HSAs, there's all kinds of tax-free opportunities, John. But the thing is, people have to be willing to act, to implement, and to do something about it, not just listen to it.
That's right. And one of your biggest sources of income when you talk about retirement will come from like your IRA for most folks, or 401ks, pensions, or other tax-deferred retirement accounts. That's not tax-free. That's tax-deferred, right, folks. And you'd be paying a lot more in taxes on these retirement accounts than what you really realize. That's the case for many people. So the money you were counting on in retirement could be significantly less than what you thought it was going to be just based on the tax burden. But the reality is, Pete, it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't. And that's why we want to make this offer. For our loyal listeners on the show today, we want to show you how you could dramatically reduce and, in some cases, potentially even close to eliminate, maybe not entirely, but close to eliminate certain taxes that you have on IRAs, 401ks, and other things. And we do this through our customized retirement tax analysis. Doesn't cost you any money. You don't have to write us a check or anything. Let me explain how it works. We get some basic information from you. We determine from that what tax saving strategies might be applicable to your specific situation. Then we sit down, we name those, and we go over them with you and show you why we think that makes sense, and then see how much money you might potentially save in taxes.
Absolutely, Pete. And like you said, the analysis is free. There's no obligation here, but you need to do one thing. That's pick up the phone, take action, give us a call either today or sometime this weekend. Give us a call, or even if you just write the number down and give us a call later this week. We'll be here. We'll take your call. We'll see what we can do to help you here. So this morning or later this week, if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, call to schedule time to review your free customized retirement tax analysis. The number 615-619-1615. We've talked about it this morning, but the simple defensive tax planning strategies that you're going to learn from this analysis could help save money for you. And it could be big money for you. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars, if not more in some cases. So again, the number this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615. We'll stick around because when we come back, we're going to talk about the most underrated pillar of retirement planning that could protect your hard-earned savings from the next major stock market correction or bear market. Stick around. We'll be right back. Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
Well, do you plan on retiring in the next 5 years? If so, you have your work cut out for you. Taxes, you've got things like income that you've got to plan for, risk associated with the economy and the market, Social Security, how do you take that? What are your Medicare premiums going to be? How are you going to pay taxes on your IRAs, your 401ks? What about required minimum distributions when you turn 72? And the truth is, it's critical you don't overlook or underestimate any one of these and many other things relative to your retirement.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here, Pete Benson and John Maxson in the studio. And today we are talking about a four-step action plan that could help you retire in the next 5 years. Or at least if you're retiring in the next 5 years, these are four things you really want to make sure that you are paying attention to and that you've got planned out in as a part of your retirement plan. So coming up in this segment, how you could protect your savings and investments from a major stock market correction or even a bear market when it comes to retirement. So number two on our list, guys, is to manage investment risk by or through updating, rebalancing your investments. And we know this. We talk a lot about this on the show. There's one thing that could help protect your investments from a volatile stock market, and it's having a properly diversified portfolio. Of course, diversification, asset allocation are always critical terms when it comes to protecting your wealth.
Yeah, and so since 2008, when the stock market fell big, it essentially has been on an upward movement for the last 12 years. But you're now beginning to hear more serious people saying that we may have hit the peak and we may be in for a pullback that could be not only significant, but also longer term. So here's an article out of Yahoo Finance recently. Retirement investors of all ages want to take risk off the table. According to U.S. News, holding different types of investments and setting up multiple income streams. Wow, is that ever something we preach? For retirement can help protect you from significant losses. And here's great advice from the Motley Fool. Preparing for a stock market crash involves doing just a few things. And one of those is making sure you're not just investing money that you're going to need in the next year or so, but that it's still longer term money and that you keep some of that shorter term money, you know, in a place where there's less volatility and less risk, John.
That's right. And Pete, one of the things we talk about is buckets of money. And you need some short-term money and then obviously money allocated to income and then money allocated to growth. And when you talk about money allocated to growth, you want to make sure that you've got shares in companies that are going to tend to weather crisis as well. Now, there's no guarantee in life in any company out there. And I mean, COVID impacted a lot of companies, but right now, we're coming out of a crisis, and crises, they also present opportunities for companies. And so are you invested where there's going to be opportunities coming out of COVID and through COVID? And does your portfolio reflect that? You know, addition to that, you want to make sure that you have some cash ready, and certainly that's going to look different for everyone, to invest in shares of companies if there is a market correction. And we're not saying that there's going to be. So there's strategy to everything. And, you know, I asked somebody the other day that we sat down with, and I said, inside of your portfolio, how much of your portfolio has changed or adapted to the COVID environment, because there's different risk and opportunities in every environment, and COVID is no different. And their answer was really nothing's changed in our portfolio in the last 18 months. Well, personally, I think that's a tragedy, because we were making changes not every day last year, but several strategic times last year based on what was happening in the economy. Is that happening with your current investments? If not, it should be.
Absolutely, John. And it plays into this point right here that retirees need to watch out for sequence of returns risk. You know, sequence of returns risk may be the biggest risk retirees face. That's not coming from me. That's Kiplinger saying that. So this is a big deal. So think about this. How could an unexpected downturn in the stock market negatively impact your retirement? Go back to March 2020. I mean, what were you feeling like? What were you thinking in March 2020? Now, if that would have continued, that's what we would call a sequence of returns risk. It's when you retire during a stock market downturn, because we've talked about this, but it's a dangerous combination, right? The combination of stock market losses when you also have a need to withdraw money to pay for retirement. What that equals is a shrinking nest egg. Pete, that's just not a good thing.
And I go back to what John said, and that's why having money in different buckets. So you've got conservative money that you can draw from that isn't going down even when the stock market goes down. There are good places that you can consider putting your money and get a reasonable rate of return that you don't have to worry. So let's say you've got $1 million and there's $300,000 there. You can draw from that and wait for the market to come back.
Right.
But if all your money is in the market, then you could be in trouble. So what we talk to clients about, three different buckets: principal protected or conservative, moderate or more income based, looking for high dividends, and then their growth money. And so if the growth money happens to take 12 to 36 months even to come back, you've got time with the other two buckets that you can draw from. Yeah. So again, we have already anticipated that there's going to be those periods, and there's going to be sequence of return situations that are going to come up that you need to be prepared for. And so again, Kiplinger talks about it too. Sequence of return risk, in my opinion, according to their article, may be the biggest risk retirees face. This isn't just us talking about that. That's respected publications out there, John, saying the very same thing.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, you know, for some people that we were meeting with last year, since they've been retired, they've experienced three of these downturns. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, 20 years. But, you know, when you get a little older, I'm going to be 50 this year. 20 years ago seems like it was just a blink in the eye. But, you know, we had the tech stock bust, then 08, and then COVID. And so these interruptions in the economy, they happen. They've always happened. They're anything to be fearful of, but they are things to plan for if you're retired. And the worst thing that you can be is a forced seller in a down market, which, you know, when you have a plan that prepares for the sequence of returns risk prior to that happening, you will weather those situations significantly better. And so my question to you would be, have you planned for that? Has anyone even talked to you about sequence of return risk and what that can mean to your portfolio and to your retirement, not just today, but down the road?
Yeah, so here's an important question for you. Are you the type of person who takes action and tackles issues head on, or are you more likely to freeze or be reactive after the damage has already been done? Today, we're talking about these four critical things that you must do with your money and investments, we think, right away, that could help you retire in the next 5 years. It's critical that you get in front of these challenges, that you have a plan before they happen, that you're proactive before you retire.
So be proactive this morning and give us a call this morning. And we're going to schedule a 15-minute conversation with you. That's a free complimentary conversation to answer your questions. It's really that simple, because often something that's been keeping you up at night or an unresolved question that you need an answer for can be handled or even addressed in a simple phone call. So give us a call and schedule that 15-minute free conversation, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the single most effective strategy, in our opinion, that could help you avoid the biggest concern out there of retirees, and that is running out of money in retirement. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
Would you like to retire in the next 5 years? Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, you may not realize it, but you could actually be a lot less prepared than you think you are. The financial consequences of retiring before you truly are ready could be significant.
Yep, and you could be forced to make some unwanted sacrifices to your lifestyle in retirement, or worse yet, you might have to go back to work.
Ooh.
Ouch. Well, welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio, Pete Benson and John Maxson. Thank you for joining us this morning. As we are talking through and we're sharing a four-step action plan that could help you retire in the next 5 years. So, John, what is action step number three this morning?
Yeah, the third one is really important, and that's to have a diversified income plan to ensure that your money lasts as long as you do. You know, it's very common that people nowadays are living longer or as long in retirement as they did in their working years. And so pensions have gone away. And so having a diversified income plan is never been more important than it is today. And when you sit down with someone who is close to retirement or in retirement, you really need to plan to have income in retirement from your assets, probably as long for many people, if not longer, than their working years. Okay. So let's say you wanted $20,000 a year of income, for example, from interest on your investments. Imagine this was 30 years ago and you had a CD with an 8% interest rate. You would have needed $250,000 to generate that income. Boy, if you could get that amount in a CD today, I'd go by the bank, put my money there. But in today's world, imagine you get a CD at probably less than 1%, maybe 1% if you're very fortunate. Well, if you wanted to generate that $20,000 a year of income, and let's just be really gracious and say you could get 2% in a CD. Pete, how long has it been since you've seen 2% in a CD?
Quite a while.
Okay, but let's just be gracious. Let's just say you won the lottery, you got 2% on a CD somewhere. You'd need $1 million at 2% to produce $20,000 of income today. Versus $250,000 back, you know, in the early 80s and really into the mid 80s where interest rates were much higher. So in the interest rate environment is not going to change anytime soon. We've had, you know, rising rates and treasury yields have been going up and that type of thing. But I mean, the Fed has already come out and said, pretty good source in terms of interest rates, they're not going to raise interest rates till 2023. I don't even think they're going to do it 2023. Now, that's my opinion. Okay. Just because the debt is so high. So if that's true and the Fed controls interest rates, guess what? You're going to have to look for some alternatives outside of CDs to get income because the interest rates you're getting on these types of vehicles is not even keeping up with inflation.
Well, and John, to your point, it's as important as it's ever been to both protect your money and generate income in retirement. But as we've seen in today's landscape, today's retiree may need to use some different tools than previous generations have in order to carry them through retirement and really get them to retirement in some ways. And Pete, this just plays again on the importance of having that income plan that we talk about.
So yeah, and we're big on that. Having an income plan, a written income plan, something that you really can look at, not just somebody's word that, oh, they pat you on the shoulder and tell you you're going to be okay. So we have different programs we use here, Retirement Analyzer, some other things, but says here in Fox Business in this article, only 1 in 4 Americans have even made the essential retirement planning move of really figuring out exactly how much money they have, how much money they're going to need, where that's going to come from, how long it's going to last, and so on. So what they end up doing is just winging it, hoping, praying that everything's going to be okay. More than 3/4 of workers planning to retire haven't even calculated how much money they'll need for retirement, according to a study done by Edward Jones. So again, it's figuring out how long might, if it's a couple, the person, you know, the one person may live how long? What's the furthest out that would be? And then what are my retirement expenses? What is inflation? What are the income sources I know that I have? Social Security, maybe you get $100 or $200 pension from some little company years ago. And then your investments. So having an income plan and making sure that it's written, if you haven't had that done, we highly recommend you give us a call and let us work that out for you at no cost to you, just so that you'll at least know, and then maybe we'll be able to help you. 615-619-1615.
Yeah, and you know, Pete, there's this article in Barron's from September of last year, and the title title of this article was Retirement Literacy Quiz Stumps 8 in 10. Hmm. The results suggest longevity risk. Now, that was from September of last year. 8 in 10 older Americans lack some basic knowledge about managing their investments and planning for retirement, according to a new study from the American College of Financial Services. Only 19% of participants passed the 2020 Retirement Income Literacy Survey, which is a 38-question quiz covering the basics of saving for retirement, life expectancy, long-term care, and related topics. Research has conducted online interviews this past spring with more than 1,500 Americans aged 50 to 75 that had at least $100,000 in household assets, not including their homes. And the bottom line is that as they approach this whole idea of income, 8 out of 10, 80%, not have a good plan. Now, that is a tragedy, 80%, according to this Barron's article.
Well, and even now, though, with interest rates being so low and CDs not paying 2%, which John was gracious to say 2, but you can't even hardly find 1 now if you're lucky.
I'm a glass half full kind of guy, Pete.
Yeah, you are. Trying. But when it comes to my income, I want something that actually has a ghost of a chance of being there.
I'm a quarter glass half full.
Quarter glass full.
How about that?
So there are some attractive options out there. There's always places to look. If you're dealing with a company that really specializes in diversification of income, which we do here at Beacon. So, in some cases, there are still interest income. There can be coupon or dividend off of a bond or a bank note. There are certain kinds of income funds that are still out there that can pay 3%, 4%, 5% income. And then there are different pension plans that people have. And essentially, when they have a pension plan, they have an annuity. And I know there's a lot of horrible things said about all annuities out there. And there's certainly some that deserve that title. But they're not all that way. And there are annuities right now when CDs are paying less than half of 1% that are paying 2.5% to 3%. And there are other income annuities that give guarantees that are pretty good. And so having an income plan, using different tools for different times so that you aren't that forced seller in a down market, so very, very important. Then you can look at rental income, capital gains income, royalty income, residual income, income from real estate. There's so many different places to look. The bottom line is have a plan.
Yeah, that's right. So we've been talking about how you could retire successfully in the next 5 years. And a big part of that is, bottom line, your ability to generate income. But there are incredible challenges that are standing in a lot of folks' way. And that's why we want to offer a free checklist. It's titled The Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist. And this is a pretty big deal, isn't it, Pete?
Yeah, it really is. This free guide is the result of decades of financial planning experience of working with thousands and thousands of people. So if you plan on retiring in the next 5 years, and some of you do, or even the next 10 years, you can get our free retirement planning checklist right now. You call this number. It's a different one than we've been using earlier in the show, so make sure you write this down. 615-821-2473. Again, this is a number specific to this retirement planning checklist. 615-821-2473.
So this free retirement checklist, what we call the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist, it could be the single most valuable tool that you have available at your disposal in 2021, especially for free, that could help put you in a position to retire successfully and avoid any costly mistakes. That's what this is about. And again, like Pete said, there's been thousands of people have spoken to this, and this is decades of financial planning experience going into the development of this. And remember, you only want to retire once. So let's work to get this right. And this free download could be a key to helping set you up for that. So again, the number 615-821-2473, or hop online, askbeaconnow.com, where you can download this tool for free as well. Well, stick around, because when we come back, the key to getting even more income from Social Security. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people are taking huge gambles when they retire. Instead of approaching it with a strategy that's ready, aim, fire, it's more like ready, fire, aim. They are not prepared for what could be a 20, 30, in some cases even 40-year event, this thing called retirement. And in most cases, this can absolutely be a recipe for disaster.
Good morning and welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio with my good friends Pete Benson and John Maxson. And today, we appreciate you joining us as we are sharing our four-step action plan that could help you retire in the next 5 years. So coming up in our final segment this morning, we're going to talk about some little-known strategies that could help you get even more income from Social Security. That's right. We're talking about it again this morning. And these are things that, unfortunately, the SSA, the Social Security Administration, is just not in a position they could never tell you. But before we dive in, let's walk back through. So step one in this four-step action plan this morning was all about taxes, right? The importance of putting together a truly preventive or defensive tax planning strategy. This is going to put you in a good position where you are actually increasing your wealth by reducing your taxes. That's a good thing to be. Step two, we talked about managing your risk by updating and rebalancing those investments. And then step three was the importance of developing a solid income plan. And again, when it comes to retirement, income is your outcome. That's what you're going for. So step four this morning is the need to have a customized strategy that puts you in a position where you can get more income from Social Security, where you can maximize your Social Security as part of that overall income game plan. And we talk about this a lot when it comes to developing a foundation for retirement. The foundation needs to be that income. And guess what? The cornerstone for many, many people is going to be your Social Security. And that's why it's important that we get this right. USA Today says that Social Security has been referred to as a near-perfect source of retirement income by the Stanford Center for Longevity. Pete, Social Security, we're talking about it again, and that's because this is so important to get right.
Well, it really is. It is that cornerstone of your retirement plan, and you need income. And Social Security gives you that stable income in retirement. And with the pension leaving, now this is really the remaining, we call it leg of the stool that holds that thing up that's going to be there. And so make sure that you're maximizing that, because some people are going to receive tens of thousands of dollars less than they could or should in retirement because they don't have a good strategy. And it's not a one-size-fits-all. According to The Guardian, Social Security is something that's very difficult to replicate because it's indexed for inflation. It's guaranteed for as long as you live, even if you live like, who is it, Utah George, that's 102?
Utah George,
probably 104 now, by now.
Yeah.
So
Utah George.
Guaranteed as long as you live and unrelated to the fate of the financial market. So the stock market going up and down is still going to pay that same amount. And according to the Motley Fool, many of us pour in huge amounts of money and our employer, 12.4% combined through your whole working career, and it goes towards this. You want to squeeze every possible nickel that it's rightfully yours, John, that you can out of this Social Security.
Yeah, you do, because you've paid in all those years. Unfortunately, it's pretty complicated. It can be really confusing. You know, Forbes magazine had an article that's a few years old now, but it talked about the fact that, how about this for complicated, that there's 2,728 rules in the Social Security handbook. I bet before you make a Social Security decision, most people are not going to read through that manual and understand those rules. And there are different options for different people based on your situation. How and when you claim benefits impacts you a lot more than the amount of just your benefits check. Social Security is not that simple. And if you make it that simple, you'd be leaving money on the table.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, as I was talking with someone here recently, and they didn't realize how much their benefits could be taxed. And that was an eye-opening experience for them. And it is. There's three categories that your Social Security can be taxed. 0%, 50%, or 85%. I mean, that's a major drawback there. And we'll see, again, where Social Security continues throughout the year. I don't want to speak this into existence, but, you know, we may find a day when 100% of Social Security benefits are taxed. That's not unrealistic to think that that's something we may be going into. There was an article, you guys may have seen this, from MSN called Americans Don't Understand These Facts About Social Security. It came out to the end of 2020. It's very interesting. And to better understand how well-versed Americans are about the ins and outs of Social Security, this was from Go Banking Rates. This study, they pulled over 1,000 individuals on 6 questions to test their knowledge of Social Security. And this is a very interesting study. So a majority of Americans don't know when you can start claiming benefits. They simply don't know the age. The study had 30%, just 30% of the respondents gave the correct answer to a question about the age at which they can start collecting Social Security benefits. There's a lot of information out there that we can take for granted that the average American probably simply does not know. So when you start looking at the complications that fall into actually claiming your benefits, the when and the how, we talk about all the time how critical that is. So many Americans are not getting this information.
You know, do clients know that if the highest wage earner that waits till Social Security turns on their Social Security, even a spouse that didn't have many credits can get a huge increase to go up to about half of what that first earner got in its spousal benefits? I would say that maybe 1 out of 100 people that we'd run into could describe for you what it means to get spousal benefits. And yet that can mean a few thousand dollars a year more in income. 30 years, multiply that, John. Shoot, that's more than you carry around in your front pocket.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
I got 3 boys. I carry less than $5. And true story, I went to go and get a sub sandwich at Subway. The other day, I had a $10 bill in my wallet. It says, I can go to Subway for 10 bucks. Guess what? I opened my wallet. It was gone. And my 15-year-old needed lunch money, so he just helped himself.
And
so
it's gone.
You know. So anyway, but the truth is, Social Security is a complex asset class, but it is one you want to make sure that you're making your choices right.
That's exactly why we want to make you this very special offer. Just for our listeners to the show today, we want to show you how you could get even more income when you file for Social Security with our customized Social Security analysis. This analysis is not going to cost you a dime. It's a free analysis, but you're going to learn the optimal time to get the most out of your income from Social Security, how to reduce or, you know, potentially even eliminate some of the taxes on your benefits, how you could prevent the decision from doubling your Medicare premiums. That's big.
That's real big. Plus, Pete, you were talking about this earlier, but you're also going to learn if you're eligible for other benefits, something a lot of people miss and they leave money on the table. You had mentioned thousands of dollars over time. That really adds up. So this morning, if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement and you've not yet filed for Social Security, call this morning and schedule time to review your free customized Social Security analysis. The number this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, we talked about it. You run a risk here, a major risk. In fact, over 90% of Americans lose an average of 6 figures of Social Security income just because they're not taking the time to look and do the research to figure out how and when. That's what we want to help you do. It's not right. It's not fair. We want to make sure that you're getting as much money as you can. And so learn how you can get even more income when you file for Social Security by calling us this morning and requesting your free customized Social Security analysis. The number, 615-619-1615, 615-619-1615.
Well, I guess our time is up today. We thank you for joining and listening to our show. We hope this has been very helpful to you. Feel free to call us anytime, 615-619-1615, to see how we can help you. Call our office anytime. Again, even during the week, we're here, so give us a call, 615-619-1615.
Or always feel free to jump online, too. We're online, and we're posting a lot of stuff. You can visit us at beaconcm.com. Again, that's beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com, for some great free resources, including the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist that we talked about earlier today. You can also learn more about developing a truly comprehensive retirement game plan. Well, until next week, I'm Ben Christie here with Pete Benson and John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And always remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.